Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. Pugam Ben Gvela Matan Ben Dvora. Yunish Mes Mer Seis Apresh Ben Tuchan Ritzgan Ratzan Dechad Ben Rezeb. Shmo Pechad Ben Yaakov Tzio Alzan Zishim Rav Yosef. In the first parak of Pesachim, it says as follows, Le'olam HaYotzi Adam Dafer Maguna Mipiv. Shalika Makaz B'Shmo Neyosa Slotzi Dafer Maguna Piv. Shinam Rav Nehem HaTorah Shmei Meir Shari Nenu Tahira. So you shouldn't say a davar tamei, because look what the pasuk did. Instead of saying a behema tameya, it said eight extra letters asher einenu tahara. Rabbi Rav Papa Amar Teisha Kiyabucha ish ta ish asher lo tar mikre laila. It's he says there an extra, not an extra eight letters, but an extra nine letters. What are the extra letters? Again, in the first pasuk, it says that instead of Tameya, which are five letters, it says Asher Einenu Tahara, which are 13. So that's an extra eight. And then Rav Papa says even more. Rav Papa says nine letters. And what's the nine letters? Pasuk says, Ki yevacha ish, talking about a Balkari, Asher lo yatar mikra laila. So instead of saying Tame, which are three letters, it says Ashalo Yatar. It's an extra nine letters. Ravina Amar Eser. It adds 10 letters. Because also include the Vav of the letter of the word Tar. It's written Male and not Chaser. So according to the previous opinion, we count the Tar as Chaser. Now the Shaloya Tar is 12 letters, as if Chaser is without a Vav, as if Tar is without a Vav. And Memela, instead of writing 3 row 12, that's 9 extra. Ravina says, look at the Pasuk, it says Tar with a Vav, it's 10 extra. Rav Acha Amar is 16, because it says, Ki Amar Mikrehu Bilti Tarhu Ki Lo Tar. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chavav, David wasn't at the Sudas Rosh Chodesh by Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul said he's not around because he's Tamei. He doesn't say Mikra Tameihu. He says, Mikrehu, Bilti Taru, Kilotar. So there are an extra 16 letters. Ad kan mitivrei kacho, shel ha-gemore, b'miseches psochim, b'dav gimel. Bine, and we need to understand the way of Rav Papa. How can Rav Papa say it's nine extra letters and not count the Vav of Tar? Ravina makes perfect sense. 10 extra letters because of the extra Vav of Tar. Pasuk is written with a Vav. So what's Pshat in Rav Papa that he says, no, it's only nine extra letters because you count Tar without a Vav. זה מתמיה מאוד. אז אנחנו בעזרת השם נלך בדרכו של מורנו ורבינו ראש הישיבה שליטה. We want to be mevarer a Arab Indian Shabbos and the special shaychus of this moed, the Shabbos, to the point that it has a special name called Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. Merov Hergel, we don't appreciate necessarily the chidush of Kedushas Hazman. If somebody would come to be Makadish Avir, somebody would come to be Makadish the air, Mochalos Kedusha. Because Avir doesn't have Mamoshus, and Aldavar She'embo Mamish, there's no Maisa Kiddush. You can only have a Maisa Kiddush on something She'yeshbo Mamish, but there's no Yeshbo Mamish, there's no nothing substantive about air. If there's a din of Kedushas Avir, like the Avir HaZora, the Avir of Yerushalayim, urak mitzad heyoto tofel lakarka, avo me'atzmoi be'emes lohayam mokom lakatshe. Umetoreret imken ha-sheila, halo ein lecha ein bo imamish yeser gadol mizman. ואיך שייך ואיך תתאפשר קדושת הזמן. So the kedusha of the avir, of the azara, of Yerushalayim, it's tuffled to the karka. But the emes, you couldn't be makadish it if it wouldn't be tuffled to the karka. So there's nothing aimbo mamish more than time. Time is no concrete substance. So how can you talk about kedusha says man? And for them, mirhoben nor ein tshuve. Yesh lanu rak tshuva achat latmiha hazot. That zman is a kli lekras achris hayomim. And on that kufa it says, lahanchil oav ayesh, like we have in the pasuk in Mishlei 8:21, cited at the end of Maseches Uktzin, that there's going to be a tchun of yeshut al kol ha-metzius. The metzius is going to be concretized. And then we can be mishayich zman to a mahalach shel yesh bo mamish. Then zman is going to take on concrete properties. Because it's a kli to that kufa. Where there's going to be a concrete reality existence to all of the abstract concepts that we have. And that's going to be a world of yesh. The abstract is going to turn into concrete. And the explanation is, today, we're not toifes avir. Only when we don't have air, we appreciate its need. But when we have air, it's can't see it, can't feel it, can't touch it. We don't appreciate our oxygen. We don't feel our oxygen. We don't. We feel it. We breathe it, but we don't. It's not concrete. Our life depends on it, but we don't feel that it exists. We don't. We're not physically. Our physicality is not consciously aware of this. Our senses can't connect to this avir. Shankane fish, they live in the air of the water, quote unquote. So they breathe their water. So they water is concrete. And that's why it says about the tkuf of losid lavo ki mola oretz deyo es Hashem ki mayim liyom mechasim ishai yud alef mtes. Deyos on the metzias of Hashem, that today our mufshatos in the future will be mislabish or, and they'll be muchashi, kmo mayim ledogim. The day is about the existence of Hashem, that today are abstractions. In the future, today we have abstract concepts of Metzius Hashem. In the future, they are going to become concrete. Like water for fish. Our knowledge of Hashem will be as real as the water is to fish. We're going to realize that that's our avir, that's our life, that's our metzias. And it's going to be real. Now it's an idea. It's a concept. In the future, it's going to be as real as concrete as anything and more. The deya is going to be mislabish be'artzius. The deya is going to be enclosed with earthliness, with concretization, with muchashiyut. And that's the lahanchil oyavai yesh. The yeshus, the reality, the existence, the entity, the concrete entity, is going to be choyder, is going to penetrate to all those areas that today we believe in them, we think about them, but they lack muchashiyut. And time is one of those things that today ain bo mamish, and in the future we're going to see it as yesh bo mamish. V'yisod lezeh kayom v'metziusa shel kedushas haShabbos kol kula shel Shabbos kodesh u'me'ein olam haba aval nimtzeiti bo'olameinu k'kviya v'kayim u'uvda etzleinu. We have a metzius of kedushas Shabbos. Shabbos is similar to the world to come. But it's set in our world. It's kavu every week. It comes. It's a fact. It's a dugma shel mamish to all those tanugim of schar lo'olam haba ואלה בלתי נישגים לחושים שלנו. ומיסוד זה מתאפשרת קדושת הזמן בכלל, תחילה למקראי קודש. Shabbos, this tiur muhashi, this concrete illustration of what's going to be in the future, is very right here in our world, and it's the source of all kedushas zman. Tchila lemikrai kodesh, and that's how Shabbos was presented in the Torah. Shabbos was mentioned before the chet of Adam Arishain, even though b'chinas seder shdalshulus. The Maase of Adam preceded Knisas Shabbos. Only in the second parsha, what happened with Adam Rishon happened. In other words, the Torah is Mashrish Banu Be'esha Be'etzem. Mitzad HaTorah Omed Esi HaShabbos. Me'al Etchum Shabbos is above sin. Kach Ruya Shabbat, Ba'asher Hi Meshakefet Et Olam Haba, Ba'acharit HaYamim, She'ein Bo Lo Pgam Ve'lo Chet. Ela She'Bemetziut Kara Ma She'Kara, ובהיכנס אותה שבת ראשונה, כבר הייתה חטא באדם. אולם אין זה משנה את פני הדברים. מצד התורה, שבת היא מעל לכל זה. אין סעיר לחטאת בקורבן מוסף לשבת. So what happened, happened, and in the Metzius, Adam Rishon sin preceded Shabbos. But in the Torah, Shabbos comes first, to show Shabbos above sin. There's no סעיר לחטאת in the Korban Mitzvah of Shabbos, because in Shabbos there's no sin. We find there are two bechinas of Shabbos. The person makes a mistake in the desert, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Some say first he counts 6 days and then keeps Shabbos, like Maase Bereishis. And others say you first keep Shabbos and then count 6 days, like Adam Rishon did. Shabbos was first. Two bechinas of Shabbos. Seder Azman, that Shabbos is Sof Maase. And the second bechina is Sof Maase B'machshava Tchila. And at the beginning of the Maase was already Machshav of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Lasid Lava. And the whole approach to Shabbos is in this atmosphere of Ayikadesh. The whole Siachasus relationship to Shabbos draws from this Kiddush of Lasid Lava. Soif Maase v'Machshav Atchila. Even though the Maase and the Mamatzias, what happened, happened before the first Shabbos, but that's only a Stiyah, that's a Chariga. That's just a diversion, that's a fashla, a mix-up that's going to be fixed in the future. And then Shabbos is going to come back to its state of pristine purity. And that Shabbat machshavtit, b'toch toch olam ha-metziut shelanu, tehe ha-metziut asher tehe, hi ha-meavsheret tchila ha-mikrai kodesh. Hi ha-meavsheret hazramot shel orot shel ra'ui liyot l'toch etzem ha-metziut ha-kayemet mamash. משליחה התקרני ראוי לתוך המצוי. That Shabbos of Machshava, Sof Maase Machshava Tchila, of Lasid Lava, the pure pristine Shabbos, finds its way into our world of Metzius, whatever the Metzius may be, and that enables the Tchila LeMikroi Kodesh, that enables the flowing of the lights of Ra'ui Lios, of what should be, into the Metzius that actually is. Shows the La'asid Lava in this world, Zecher Asa L'Nifloisav. We're not making Zecher the Niflos. But rather, we have Niflos now and the Nisim that are going to be in the future. And the Niflos we have are Zecher to that Niflos, the Niflos in the future. Niflos not only go in the past, also in the future. Knesset Yisrael is a creation that's Ma'od Lo Metziutit. We don't really make sense, Kla Yisrael. But here we are. We draw ourselves from a different Metzius completely. We're chayim in the Iskei Yom Yom, but our mutzagim are rooted in a different meimad, a different dimension. Upam rishona shuzrama otam uchashiyut v'toch haklal, v'toch halal lomenu anu, hayta b'meora shel yitziat Mitzrayim. Hayiut shebe'etzem haya sheyach le'atid lavo, mitgashem b'ze'er anpin, כמקדמה בעולמנו אנו. The first time that מוחשיות of the future was brought into our world in a very concrete way in the world of the Jewish people was in the Urim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was like a prepayment of what's going to be in the future. That's the Zecher Osel and Nefilosof. We already had the Nefilos of the future in Mitzrayim, and what we had in Mitzrayim was in Zecher, was a memory of a mirror of what's going to be in the future, the Nefilos of the future. Like I took you out of Egypt, I'll show you wonders. The wonders of the future, the ones you see in Mitzrayim, are a shadow of the wonders of the future. The day that whole process started being woven together was in Shabbos HaGadol. It's called Shabbos HaGadol because that's what distinguishes between Gadol and Katan. Katan can only relate to something shel mamish for shel zman, and can't sanctify something that doesn't appear as a concrete object. Gadol, right? In other words, a child doesn't do well with abstractions. A gadol can understand abstractions. From a 13-year-old to the gadol ador, they can see on differing levels, of course. Abstractions is reality. So we have Shabbos, which is the very beginning, the concept of Shabbos, where we have the abstraction of Shabbos bringing the concreteness of the future into our world, and then Yetzias Mitzrayim, the future in the flows already showing themselves in our world. Hashlachat orot shel olam mufshat letoch ha'olam achushani v'amatsui. We have with Shabbos the concrete coming, the abstract, the concrete, the future concretization of Kedusha already coming into our world now. And that's what allows for Kedusha's Zman. Because Zman is an abstraction, but it becomes real in the future, and that's Shabbos is made in the future. And then we have the wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the beginning by Knesset Yisrael, of the abstractions of the future already being real in this world with the wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why at the beginning of Maseches Psochim, at the time when the Jewish people are being born, and we live according to these abstractions, we have a limud dafkun Maseches Psochim at the beginning, that a person should be mishtamish b'loshon nekiyah. He shouldn't be motzi dvar maguna mipiv. V'araya me'akatuv she'ikem shmon oisiyos behema asher inenu tahora, instead of writing behema tmeya. Well, why can't you just say tame? What's the problem? There's not a mitzias that's called tame. El shehem e'em advorim. Adinut nafsham, the very gentleness of the soul of the Jewish people, is that we live in a different olam. And in our world, tame is a bad word. It's an off course word. It's an off color word. It has no place. And therefore, even in the olam amuchashi, b'vaday there's tama. Nevertheless, we draw our vocabulary from a different dimension, from the world of Shabbos as it's written in the Torah, without sin. Chilim akori kodesh, and that's mashpi on all of our practices of our life. And if they tell us that we're not being realistic, it's true. But the mistake is that our mitzias is a different mitzias. And if all of our kiyum is b'toch ha'olam hazeh, we're misroimim. We elevate ourselves above that mitzias, above the mitzias of this world. Be'orot ha'ra'ui hem ha'kovim et ton chayeh yoter me'asher tzel ha'matzui. Dafka be'or yudalet, dafka b'zman yitziyatam, la'avir ha'olam kvar mitbatei tchuna zo, shimiyusedet mitamtzit chiyuta. Even though we live in this world, we elevate ourselves above this world. And the lights of Ra'ui, of what should be, establish the tone of our lives a lot more than the matzah, what actually is. Dafka and Orli Yadalid, when the Jewish people are being born. We already have this tchuna of being different, of living in this supernatural world. ובעצם כל דברי התוכחה באים להשוות לנוכח עיני האדם את הראוי למצוי. All the tochach, all the rebuke that we receive is in order to place before the eyes of man the ro'i versus the matsui, to show you that what's ro'i should really be matsui. What should be the abstract is a reality, and to nullify the gap between them. Had the Jewish people not sinned, we wouldn't have been given the Sifrei Nevi'im, the Darim Chaf Beis, with Rashi. Divrei HaNevi'im come as a tochacha. Telling us the punishments that we Chas V'Shalom would receive. Telling us what good we would have had we not sinned. But blessed love, we're not going to need Divrei HaNevi'im anymore, because we're going to see the abstract as a reality. We're going to have an equation between the Roy and the Matzi. Umalar is Deas Hashem. The Navi Achron is Malachi. The last thing Malachi said is Zichru Torah is Moshe, with a big Zion. Ad Kana Torah Rashma Ra'ui. Manavi'im Ba'ola Ashvot Eilea Matzui. Till now the Torah talks about what should be, and the Nevi'im talk about what is. They try to bridge that gap. But when there's no more sin, we're going to be able to see that they're the same. And all we're going to have to do is Zichru Torah Tzmaisha Avdi. All we're going to need is the Torah. And when the Torah talks about Roy, it's going to be real for us. In Shabbos it says, Os hi beini ubeinechem. Rashi says, Os gedola hi beineinu. Os gedula or Os gedola, doesn't matter. Shabbos brings greatness to the world. We have the lights of the Machshava Tchila Sheba Maisid Riyas Olam. The original thought when God created the world. And the letters of the Torah reflect that godless. During the week, we have the osios of the Aleph base. Kel, Baruch, Gedol, Deya. It's just a letter, the letters of the Aleph base. But on Shabbos, then it expands and it becomes a sentence. The letter becomes a sentence of Shira. Kel Adona Kol HaMaasim Baruch HaMavarech B'fi Kol Neshama God Lo V'tuva Me'ol Eolam. We start Aleph, a sentence. Beis, a sentence. There's an expansion of the Osios. The Gedula of Shabbos expands. Osi Beini Uveinechem. Shabbos brings this Gedula to the world. The lights of the Machshava of Tchilas Maisa Bereshis that God already had and planned out when he created the world, there's going to be Shabbos. And Shabbos is going to bring Gedula to the world. It's going to expand the Kel Baruch Gedol Deya to Kel Adonai Kol HaMaasim Baruch Umvaruch B'Fikol Neshama. It's going to be an expansion of Kedusha. And to return to our comment about the Vav of Tar. Why doesn't Rav Papa count it as an extra letter? It's written in the Torah. So the Maimer there and Chazal there continues. It says, Vativcha Lashon Arumi, Vomer Das Vasei Baru Milelo, that it's a mitzvah, Shetivcha Lashon Arumi. in Chachamim are very particular about the way they speak. The Arumim, the Chachamim, the clever ones, only speak Belashen Nekiyah. V'das Vasei Boru Milelo. That in every Dibur, you have to choose for yourself a Lashon Nekiyah. There has to be this clean language that you use when you speak. This bechira of atifcho lashon arumim is done b'koyach hadas, because das in yana chibur v'iskashchus v'adam yoda uv'koyach shel hadas lechaber at haratzui v'amatzui. Das connects what should be and what is, what's desired and what actually is the reality right now, to bring them close together so that there's no large gap between them. And in this connection, we have the Adinus Bedibur. In this connection, we have the gentle speech. And not saying, being Motzi Adavra Maguna Mipiv. This is a reflection of the Ratzui, what's desirous in the world of Matzui. We use our Das in order to choose the right words, speak cleanly in a world where there's so much vulgarity. Shesof sof, matrata dibur, what's the purpose of speech? To clarify things. And somebody who uses concepts of ratzui, even in his dibur, he's using his das. Because when one speaks, one wants to make something clear. And if one speaks in a clean way, and he's showing what he desires with his speech, and he's using his das to do so. In Lashon HaKodesh, the os, the letter that expresses connection, here you have the chibur of das, he connects his das to his speech in order to say the right words. What's the os ha-chibur? Vav ha-chibur. Vav is also a nail. Uvezeh chozrim anu la'atchalat ha-dvarim. In the Machlokes Sefer Pappa and Ravina, did the Pasuk say 9 extra letters or 10 extra letters? The nafka mina is, if we view Torah as being Malay or Chaser, with a Vav or without a Vav, even though the Mitzvah it's written Malay. And what's the nafka mina? Just Rav Papa counted the letters as they are. And therefore it emerges that the Pasuk was... Ravina counts the Os Vav. Rav Papa doesn't count the Os Vav. What's the difference? The Machlokas is about the Os Vav. In other words, according to Ravina, you don't actually need the Os Vav. Torah could have been written without a Vav. And since Torah could have been without a Vav, that's why Rav Papa doesn't count the Vav. Because in order to speak properly, you don't need the vav of tar. Even without the vav of tar, it still comes out tar. The point is to avoid the tame. Since the whole point is to avoid the tame, you avoided the tame even with 9 letters, so you don't need the vav of the tar. Even without the vav of the tar, it's still good. It's still tar. So that's Rav Papa. But Ravina says that we do like the vav. Why do we like the Vav? Why do we count the Vav? Because the Vav is the Vav HaChibur. And that's exactly what we're trying to create over here. We're trying to create this Chibur. We want to be Mechaber Adas to our Dibur, to use our Koach Adas to speak properly. We want to be Mechaber the Ratzui and the Matzui. What is and what should be. We know this world is a world where things aren't always so clean. But we speak in such a way that we express the ideal with our speech. that we don't say anything unclean. So the Vav is mechaber between the Matsui, what actually is, and the Ratsui, what we want. The Vav is mechaber between our das and our speech. So the Ravina says, let's put in that Vav Achibur. Let's keep the Vav Achibur of Tar, even though you don't need it for this particular count, because you could, Asher lo yatar, is also good without a Vav. It also says, expresses the same thing, but you still want the Vav to express this Chibur of the Matsui together with the Ratsui. And therefore Ravina counts it. And Rav Papa says, so if you don't need it in order to express the Asher Lo Tar, not to say Tomei, so he doesn't count it. So Mirtz Hashem, I hope to revisit this Gemara and this idea. It's a very, very deep idea. And we still have a lot to learn about this, but also to liyasem et zeh lemaaseh. Speak with Lashon Nekiyah, of course, to realize that all the abstractions of the Torah and the promises of Schar v'chulei are real, much more real than the existence that we're familiar with. V'advarim me'irim, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.